Joining us now is the self-proclaimed best nickel corner in the National Football League, and that's certainly not to say he isn't. But I'm excited to watch him play again in 2016. Can we get some covenant claps here from Fankato for Captain Munnerlin? The captain has joined us now. Well, here we go again. Everybody's out to get your money again.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, man.
Every single year.
Every single year. That's the thing in the NFL. It's a business. So
yeah.
Competition bring out the best of everybody.
They come and they go, right?
Yeah, and this
and the captain just sticks around.
Hey, this is my 8 year. Hey, this is my 8 year. So hey, I'm definitely willing and ready for the competition. I bring out the best of me, and like you said, man, I proclaim to be the best nickel in the league, and I feel like I am.
Yeah, charge.
At this time last year, a lot of guys aren't this honest, but you were very honest with me. You said last year I wasn't as focused, didn't play my best, and then you came out last year. You were a different guy. You played much better last year.
Yeah, I think.
I thought. You agree?
Yeah, oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. First year here, I felt like I disappointed a lot of people, disappointed myself. Because I know I was a better player than what I showed.
Yeah.
And I just had to refocus, relocked in, and, you know, lose weight, get my
really?
Weight down. Yeah,
okay.
Get my weight
lose
down.
Lose weight.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, weird. Me being a 5'9 guy, I was playing too big. But I had to lose weight, and, you know, and in this scheme, in this defense, I had to learn it. You know, I had to learn the scheme and learn the defense and, you know, learn the do's and don'ts. And, you know, Coach Zim, he's a tough coach. He loves the secondary, so he definitely was back there with us a lot.
I bet.
And I was just going back and forth with him my first year. Last year, I let him coach me and, you know, look what happened.
How about that? Are you watching? Are you watching these younger guys? I mean, the cornerbacks become a spot where there's a lot of young players, right?
Oh, yeah,
you have Trey Waynes, who was a first rounder last year. You've got Mackenzie Alexander, second rounder this year. You got a lot of young players. You watching those guys closely? Anything that's popped to you early? And
I'm definitely watching those guys closely.
Yeah.
We all play the same position,
that's right.
So you know, a couple of those guys coming from my job.
Yeah.
But you know, at the same time, like I said, it's friendly competition. Friendly competition.
Yeah.
It bring out the best of us. If I can help those guys be a better pro, better NFL player, I'm willing to do it. So it's definitely friendly. But at the same time, those guys, they working hard. They're getting better. Trey, being in his second year now, he feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
But us old guys ain't ready to give it up. You got Taz Newman and me and myself. I'm really not ready to give it up at all. So I'm going out there trying to compete at a very high level.
To extend the bit with Captain, and the best thing about Captain is you can mess around because this is real life stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you seriously, there was a time last year at Vikings training camp, I was watching a practice standing behind Captain Munnerlin. He might have played three plays during the entire run. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? Because I'm not going to go up to Zimmer and, like, personally ask him what his mindset is with why he's playing guys as much as he is.
Yeah.
You know, but even Captain was kind of thinking, I'm not playing very much right now. It was weird.
Yeah. I thought I was out of here.
The struggle is so real for Captain with people always trying to take his money. A guy who was trying to take his money in Carolina is now on this team. His name's Melvin White.
Yeah.
So he was a corner in Carolina. So
he's following me here.
They're following him. Oh, the struggle's so real, Captain.
Yeah, man. These bigger guys, you know, it's always been, you know, my size. But, hey, you can't put inside a guy. I got heart, man. I got a big heart. So I try to go out here and just, like I said, compete. And it's crazy, PA, you say that because Melvin – he definitely came here, too.
Yeah.
He definitely came here, too. But at the same time, man, like I said, I'm just happy to be here. Last year, I wasn't playing that much and in doing training camp. I didn't at all.
You played a lot in the season.
Yeah, I thought I was out of here. I was like, man.
Really?
Man,
you remember that moment I'm talking about, right?
I remember. I got like three plays. And I'm sitting there like scratching my head like, whoa.
You know, this is serious.
Yes, this is serious. I know I didn't play well at all last year, so I definitely had to show up in the preseason, show that I want to be here. And last year, I felt like I showed that I want to be here, and I want to be here for a long time.
Captain, given your diminutive nature, you're 5'9", do you remember any moment during your life, Mobile, Alabama, South Carolina, Charlotte, here, wherever, where because of your size, somebody legitimately or some situation came up where legitimately felt you have no chance to make it in the National Football League?
Yes, it actually was a college recruiter. To get him down to Mobile, Alabama, my high school coach had to tell a little lie. He had to tell him I was 5'11", 6 feet. If you go look on rivals.com or something, they had me at like 5'11". So a college coach come in, he looked, he said, He's definitely not 5'11".
No.
He said, well, he can play a little bit, but we was looking for a bigger guy. So it's definitely that definitely happened in my career before.
Wow.
But South Carolina, you know, the coach came in, Ron Cooper, I'll never forget. He said, you know, he's not 5'11", but he can play some football, then we definitely going to offer you a scholarship. And I was like,
I
appreciate him for offering me the scholarship, giving me an opportunity to take my game to the next level.
That's nice.
So as a 5'9 guy, it feels to me like you are you're still a physical player. You were a good tackler. Do you feel like because of the height and maybe your size, you've had to play more physical to make up for that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. It's not easy at all, you know, being a 5'9 guy.
Yeah.
Being in the National Football League, you know, they overlook us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely have to bring something special to the table. And I think me being a smaller guy, I had to be more physical. I had to, you know, talk a little bit more.
Yeah.
And, you know, be seen a lot, man. And that's the thing, man. You got to be seen a lot. So you got to make those wild plays or those tackles that everybody was like, wow, how Captain get there?
Yeah.
So you definitely had to do a little extra, but at the same time, I'm a little extra guy. So I like doing it.
That last year on the screen a lot. A lot of screen plays that you sniffed out made good tackles.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Last year was definitely, like I said, a better year. And,
mm-hmm.
and I did a lot of film studying on screens and stuff like that, looking at things that hurt us the first year here. You know, Coach Zim first year and my first year here. You know, screen passes was getting out the gate the first year a lot. So last year we just trying to crack down on it, and I try to study a little hard and try to read keys and things like that and try to shoot the gap. And when I shoot the gap, I try to make sure I'm right and make the tackle. Zim, he would call me over and say, come on, Captain, you got to pick it up. So I definitely sniffing those screens out like left and right last year. And,
sweet.
Yeah.
Did you follow Antoine Winfield at all? Because, you know, when he was in my, I think in the minds of many, one of the best tackling corners ever, and he finished his career as a slot corner.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was little.
And he was little. And
he
was devastating.
Oh,
he was devastating near the line of scrimmage. Did you follow him at all? Are you familiar with him?
Yes, I'm familiar with him. My coach, Steve Wilkes in Carolina, he gave me film on him. When he first got there, he was like, this is who you remind me of. And I brought the film back to him. I said, Coach, you know, I can be physical like that, but I don't know about taking those 300-pound guys and tackling like that. I don't know how much he weighed. I think like 185 pounds, but he brought every bit of it, every single play.
Yes.
The guy was definitely special, man. And for me to watch his film and see the things that he did on the field, I try to, you know, do things like he did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tackle as hard as him, but
almost nobody does.
Yeah, but I definitely make the tackle and be a physical just like him.
Do you like playing up by the line of scrimmage like he does? And a lot of Zimmer more than most coaches likes his corners near the line of scrimmage.
Yes, I definitely do. If I play off, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage being my height size. You playing guys like, you know, Cordero or, you know, Charles Johnson, who's 6'2", 6'3", and all they got to do is stop on the route and they can body me out.
Right.
But if I plan up on the line of scrimmage, I can knock the timing off. I can get underneath or stay on the top and play through their hands. So I definitely like playing close to the line of scrimmage.
Captain, do you find teams trying to isolate tall receivers against you because you're 5'9"? For instance, like against the Bears. I mean, you may look at A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, but then all of a sudden, there's Alshon Jeffery
in the slot.
Motioning
the
to the slot.
Yes.
You know, because he's 6-whatever against the captain.
Yeah, red flag. Every time I see that, it's a red flag. I say, if I see a taller guy in the slot, I say, this the matchup. This the matchup they're looking for. So I got to be on my A game. So I try to step up my game a little bit more, be physical at the line of scrimmage a little bit more, and know the ball's coming to my guy.
Yeah.
Coming to my guy.
But how do you do it outside of that?
Oh, man, it's all about heart and competing. I want to be great, man. I want to be one of the best to ever play this game, especially in the slot. And I got the heart to do it. And I know I go out there and say that I proclaim to be the best nook in the league, but I do put in the work for it, man. And like you said, man, when I see guys like Larry Fitzgerald in the slot, it's a red flag.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, he's definitely a slot receiver now. It's a red flag for me. And I was like, man, they like this matchup. I'm a smaller guy. He's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Let's go, Captain. Let's go out here and make some plays.
Yeah.
Is Larry maybe the best blocking receiver you've ever seen in your career?
Yes, most definitely.
So good. But he's so smart and physical.
He know angles. He know angles how to cut you off from getting to the ball. He know how to get his hands, and when he's touch you, man, you can't go nowhere. And Steve Smith is one of the best, too.
Yeah. Really?
I've seen Steve Smith get up underneath people and grab you and take you everywhere you want to go. And I'd be like, man, I remember my first couple of years in Carolina. He caught me one day at practice. And I was like, get off me like a little kid. Like, whoa, get off. I couldn't get away. And I was like, he's like, He's like, that's that old man strength. And I couldn't get away from the guy, but Larry Fitzgerald, Steve Smith, and, you know, we got a young boy. We got a young boy out here, man, Treadwell. He,
really?
He liked the block.
Is he already that way? You already seen it?
I already seen it in OTAs and things. Yeah. I was like, whoa, yeah. He liked the block. And that's one of his specialty. He said he liked the block.
I want to hear that.
A great running back that's going to help those guys, you know, get out in front and see if they can block.
Steve Smith's
no bigger than you.
I know,
he's like 5'9", too.
But the things he brings to the table, man.
I love him.
So much passion. You're talking about heart and passion overcoming size?
Man, I seen the guy put his cleats at my helmet one day at practice. Like, Cam threw a ball real high, and I'm like, man, there's no way. I'm like, this guy my height. There's no way he going up and get it. And he jumped up and caught. I was like, oh, my God. Like, the guy, man, got most heart than anybody I've seen. He played the game the right way. He's physical. He transferred to a different guy, man, when he stepped on his field.
Yeah.
If you meet him outside on the football field, you'll talk to him. You'll be like, man, one of the best guys ever.
Yeah.
But soon you cross that line of scrimmage, you'll be like, man, where's this guy? What was 10 minutes ago? So he definitely one of the best guys on the football field, man, especially off the football field. Got a lot of heart in. And I'm kind of glad that he's still in the NFL.
Yeah, you're the best, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Best of luck to you this training camp.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you, Captain.
Thanks, Captain.
Yes, sir.